Good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. Today is Tuesday, November 20th, 2018. And it's your girl, Just Yvonne, with another episode of The Real OLL Show. That's right, y'all, the Out Loud Lover. And I'm bringing you authentic entertainment in the name of love. First of all, I want to thank God for allowing me to still be here in the land of the living, as well as you all out abroad and under the sound of my voice. And as you know, as how I do it all the time, I cyberly, join hands with you all and give God some reverence and some praise. And to you all, much, 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 much love and continued happiness. Today, I want to speak about religion. Of course, you all know it's with love. So, how many of you believe that it's only one way to God, only one way to reach him or to praise him, only one way to get his attention, etc.? Well, speaking from my own personal opinion and experience, to believe that is wrong. That's what I say. I know that many different religions say that they are the one true way. Like Christianity says, one God, one love, one way. Well, again, having my own experiences and approaching God from several different ways, I can agree that there is one God and also agree that there is one love. However, I don't agree that there's only one way. What about those that never read the Bible, the Holy Bible, excuse me, or those that have not read the Quran, or those that don't know what Nyabingi or Rasta is, etc.? What about atheists even? You know, they don't even believe in God, but they still get blessed with the same 24 hours that a Buddhist, a Christian, a Catholic, a Muslim, etc. That's the same 24 hours. They get them as well. First of all, we allow too much hate to spew out and control our world or our atmosphere for us to be claiming a particular religion anyway that supposedly lead to God and is about peace and is about love, etc. Right or wrong, people? I can't help but to laugh when I picture Donald Trump during his campaign when he visited that church in Detroit, Michigan. And he was jumping all around, making noises like he was speaking in tongues or so filled with the Holy Spirit. Excuse me. But obviously, his strategy worked. He had all the people fooled. Well, all the people were fooled and thought, oh my God, he got the Holy Ghost. He's filled with the Holy Spirit. Well, I'm asking you, what kind of ghost or spirit is he filled with now? Ask yourself, seriously. Or is it a witch? Excuse me, because I'm not trying to be negative. However, I wanted to point that out. It's not about religion, y'all. Although it's great to grab a hold of something. Authentically, you know, grab a hold of something that, you know what I mean, has a way for you to experience God more and his love, you know, and you allow him to express his love for you and through you. And that is no one particular way. I'm throwing that in there. It's not only one particular way. You know, I used to be a faithful churchgoer, paying tithes, etc. All that I learned in the Christian church to do and to be in order to get God's favor. But I was still angry. I was still hurting. I was still lost and all, you know. But ever since I began to open my mind, looking at many things from a different perspective, letting God out of that box, so to speak, I started experiencing him in so many different ways. I see him much differently. You know, I through the trees, the animals, even in other human beings, etc., you know. That's why I am the Out Loud Lover today. I definitely don't think it's only one way to God or to experience him. But you got to find your own way or what works for you. I have included in my bio on Instagram or IG, as some of us call it, that I change my name or rebrand often because I am always finding my better self. That's right, y'all. S-E-L-F apostrophe S. Selfs. That's my work. That's what works for me. Being authentic, being unique. And the more I delve deeper into God and allow myself to be whom He has created, I love more. I relax more. I accept more. And I evolve more. So, people, what works for you? And don't be ashamed or afraid to live your you out loud. And keep in mind, it's not about religion. It's about love. And with that, I want to thank you for tuning in. Sorry, I'm going to go back a little bit because I'm not ready to leave you all just yet. I'm going to say, you know, as I was saying, you know, it's not about religion. It's not about, you know, how can I put that? Someone else's perception or perspective, you know, allowing someone else to dictate how, you know, we pray to God, how we love God, how we allow Him to love us, how we see that He loved us. You know what I'm saying? It's not about that. You know how, I'm gonna give you all an example. One of my incidents. I was, a new member at this particular church, and I shared some details about that, you know, before, but not this. Anyway, and I've always had people that say, "Well, I'm gonna teach you how to pray in tongues. How are you gonna teach me how to pray in tongues?" You know what I mean? Okay, I can learn how to, you know, you can teach me how to pray in tongues or whatever, if that's what it, you know, what it is, or you know, really, you know, but you can't teach me how the Holy Spirit chooses to commune with me, how it chooses to enter my body, how it chooses to, you know what I'm saying? Basically, just act, if I'm saying that right, if how it works inside of me. You cannot teach that, you know what I mean? Knowing and saying and believing and trusting that God is real, you know what I mean? We can't, excuse me, put Him in a book, put Him in a box, put Him in a corner and say, okay, well, your, how can I put that? Your effects or how it's going to work particularly this way. You know what I mean? Not how, you know what I mean? You are authentic. And do you know that when you do relax, let go, and let Him authentically work in you how He will, people think you crazy. People think that you are phony. People think you are fraud. You know what I'm saying? You get so much more judgment. But I'm like, really? So it's like, who actually created this stuff in the first place, you know, as far as, you know, religion goes, you know what I'm saying, or going by the books or whatever, 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 you know what I'm saying, the theologies, the theories, the teachings or whatever. It's like, let every man let every other man be, you know what I'm saying? Let God commune with them how He will, you know what I'm saying? Because, like I mentioned, even atheists who don't even believe in God, God still resides in them. God still wakes them up each morning. He still breathes through their nostrils. He still carries them on their way. He still sends them blessings. You know what I mean? You have some atheists who are rich as hell. You understand what I'm saying? So who are you going to say those blessings come from? Oh, I get it. They come up with this thing. Oh, you sold your soul to the devil. Oh, you this, you that, you whatever. Come on, people. Come on. I mean, seriously. There's something to really think about, you know. But anyway, like I said, if you love yourself enough, you can love others. And it doesn't even matter what other people are doing, how other people are praying, how other people are worshiping, what other people are believing in. You understand? It's like, you know, just let be, you know. Thank you, God. As they say, let go and let be. And I'm going to tell you all, explain to you all, well, in the middle of my, or during my broadcasting, whatever, you always hear me say, thank you, God. And I'll explain, thank you, God. I just saw it again. But anyway, I see my angel numbers. And yes, I do still proclaim it as angel numbers because, yes, that is something that I was taught. And that is something that resonated with me. And that's something that still is with me, my angel numbers. Every time I see my angel numbers, I have to give God some praise, some thank you. You understand what I'm saying? I have some acknowledgement because when I see those numbers, I feel Him in the midst. I feel Him blessing me, even emotionally. You know what I'm saying? My spirit gets lighter. I get happier. Even if it's just for that second or whatever. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is, whatever. And that's how, well, one of the very many ways that God communes with me, how He connects with me, how he works with and in me. You understand what I'm saying? So to each his own. And it's like, we can't dictate how the next person it's supposed to be. We can't do that. We got to stop that. Knock it out. I mean, there's nothing wrong with going to church and even being a Christian or being a Muslim or being a Buddhist or being whatever it is that you choose to be. If that's what works for you, then that's what works for you. You get what I'm saying? But I'm going to say this. I've experienced being a Christian. I've experienced, you know what I'm saying? Well, I haven't experienced being a Muslim. However, I have visited Muslim churches. I've visited Catholic churches. I've visited Kingdom Hall, you know what I mean? Jehovah's Witness, you know what I'm saying? So I've experienced it all. And to me, it's like, okay, God still, without a doubt, communicates with me how he will. You know what I'm saying? No matter where I am, no matter what teachings or whatever they got going on or whatever, God say, hey, I want you to get this. I want you to understand this. I want this to touch you. I want this to affect you. You understand what I'm saying? That's how it is. So we got to stop, you know, try to dictate other people's lives. You know what I mean? Their futures, how they live, what religion, et cetera. I'm so sorry. But, you know what I'm saying, live and let live. That's all we can do, you know what I mean? You know, it's just messed up, you know what I'm saying? I hear a lot of people talking about, you know, the Church of Scientology. I think I'm saying it right, you know what I mean? You know, and it's like, you know, okay, hey, if God is keeping them happy, keeping them blessed, you know what I'm saying, and he's communicating with them within that, then so be it, you know what I mean? Who are we to say what works? Who are we to say what's right? Who are we to say, you know, if a person should or shouldn't, you know? It is what it is, you know what I'm saying? Because I say, from the time that you are born, you don't know exactly where your spiritual, you know, existence come from. You don't know where it's going. You know, even I know in a Christian church, they teach you, you know what I mean, about life after death, about paradise, about this, about that, you know what I'm saying? And those are their teachings, and I don't knock it. It just is what it is. But I say, like, okay, when you have people looking forward to the second life, how about this? Don't worry about the second life. Worry about the life that you got now. Don't worry about, you know what I mean, being perfect then. Be perfect now. Treat people right now. Be respectful to people now. You know what I'm saying? So don't go out and commit a crime, you know what I'm saying? Stab somebody up, shoot somebody up, steal from somebody, do whatever, you know what I'm saying? And then say, oh, well, I'm praying. I'll say, God, forgive me, so-and-so. And then if your life, you know, vanishes at that very moment, you know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, well, I'm going into the second life. How about you don't do what you did? You know what I'm saying? How about that? You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm probably going off, you know, to the left again, as I always do, but you all forgive me. I mean, I'm only me, you know what I mean? I'm just Yvonne. How about that? But anyway, yeah, y'all, it's, like I said, for the love of religion, and that's what I titled my episode, For the Love of Religion or Not. Is it about religion or not? Do we experience love through religion only or not? You know what I mean? What if you're not religious? What if, you know what I'm saying? I can't keep mentioning, what about atheists? You know what I'm saying? What if you're not religious at all? What if you don't believe in God? What if you don't practice any of those things? What if you don't meditate? What if you don't do anything? You know what I'm saying? You still got life. So, are you telling me that God's breath is not, you know what I mean, operating through your body? You know? It's not about religion. It's not only one way to God, you know? But anyway, that's my perspective on that. And, I mean, it's just many things that we need to ponder on. We need to think about and consider whatever. And that's my word to you. So now I want to thank you all for tuning in. And as always, I ask those under the sound of my voice to please give me some type of feedback. You can drop me that 1 star, that 2 star, 3 star, 4 star, 5 star, or the 10 stars, if possible, you know. Well, you know, follow me on IG at The Real OLL. That is REAL underscore OLL. On Twitter at PrettyBaby81275. Or you can talk back to me on any of these outlets possible, whether it be Spotify, iTunes, Google, here on Anchor, however, whatever, wherever you find my show at. If you can, just leave a comment or whatever, if you will. And also, if you will, subscribe, support, etc. You can give me the stars. You can donate some type of money, a dollar or a dime, you know what I mean? Altogether, I just thank you for giving me your time. Oh, and that rhymed. God bless you all. I love you all. Continue to prosper. Continue to keep your heads up. Continue to be happy. Continue to evolve in this world, because we all do need one another. I sincerely do send out my love and much respect. And God bless you all. Peace out.